This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. At one of my long-standing locales out on the mountainside last week, the creek was dry. This little unnamed creek comes down off Old Grayback, San Gorgonio Peak, in the San Bernardino Mountains. And I've been visiting this particular creek for pretty much 30 years. It's my stomping grounds. You see, there's a church camp there that for 26 years I volunteered as a program person for youth camps. And we would hike. We would hike the little 10-minute walk to this creek and then wander up the creek. And it doesn't matter if you're 7 or 17. When these kids from the urban area get to that water, they are entranced, as I'm sure, dear listeners, on occasion you are too. But I know this creek, and I know that within a half a mile of going upstream, I would get to the spot where the water was percolating down in to the gravel, because there's still snow up at 12,000 feet on Grayback. There was some obvious changes from last year when I was there. The embankments were cut away very steeply in many places on the sides. There were incense cedar trees that had been pushed over. There had been a mighty flood, I'm guessing this spring, when the large snowpack was melting. I found a spot above the creek with a comfy rock, yes, a comfy rock, and sat and meditated for a bit. You see, my daughter was there at camp for her second to the last youth camp. She's a senior in high school this year, and she will have one more camp that she may attend next summer. And so I'm sort of in the process of retiring from certain connections with this place. And I sat for quite a while, oh, just 50 yards above where the water was seeping down in. And the sound of the water and all the birds that were coming up from downslope to water there. The pair of woodpeckers who obviously have fledged too young. And the raven and the hummingbird and the mountain chickadee. Oh, so many good friends at this place. I spent a good long time there one morning last week. And I didn't say goodbye, because I expect to be back again a few times possibly. But it's good to know that when you come to that creek that's dry, the rains and snows will come again. So looking forward to knowing that you have a place that has been in your heart for many years. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.